Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Coach Q and the Who. Sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. It's not just a wing joint, it's a way of life. So, Coach, I was out there Sunday night, the beginning of a great week. We've been talking about Northwestern's great win, which it certainly was. But, man, are you guys running on all cylinders now? It's got to be fun.
Well, certainly winning's fun, and we're playing better than we were earlier on in the year and got a lot more consistency and some nice things happened the other day. We had obviously a big win. Pan scores one of those goals that wowed the hockey world with a great move, and Canner gets a hat trick, and Darrell's had a big win against Pitt, and we're playing better, and I think that we got more guys that across the board are playing their better parts of their seasons, and we got more guys with the puck in the offensive zone. Our D's been solid, goaltending's been good, so we're happy with the way things have progressed here.
Now, you obviously have had a talk with Canner, and you're going with the every other game's a hat trick schedule for him.
Yeah, well, I think he got upset with Forsberg getting back-to-back, so he wanted to keep him honest.
I tell you what, this guy's a goal scores six goals in a season, six goals in a career. He does it in a week.
Yeah, well, he's certainly got it going, and Johnny's line's been great, and Schmalzy's been really, really, really improved. I think the last four games he's gone to a different level, but you know, Kaner, you know, coming off of last year and this year, you know, he just keeps getting better. And, you know, when he has the puck, so many different things can happen. And, you know, when you look at him in the last couple of games, I think he scored all his goals real late. And but the nice thing about him, he wants the puck, and he wants the puck at critical times in the game. And, you know, he can make plays like better than anybody.
And he said it was the play of Taves line kind of jump starts everybody. Do you sense that they kind of feed off each other?
Well, I think when you got a 1-2 punch with Taser's line and Kaner's line all going, and it gives the other team so much to worry about, and you know, which line you're going to check, which line you're going to play your best pair against, which line you more of a defensive look, or what line you want to maybe have a little offensive look. And then sometimes we get the matchup on the back end that we're looking for, and up front we're fine with our lines just about against anybody, and we've been rolling four lines a lot. But when those guys are going, coming in and out of timeouts, that you know, you get that 1-2 for those guys to worry about trying to shut them down. It's tough, and eventually they're going to get their turns, and you got to talk about each guy on Johnny's line, the way they've come on with their games, and whether it's Johnny, whether it's Schmaltzy, whether it's Panic, it's been fun watching that line really take off, and now the other team's got a lot to worry about.
Did you know how good Panic would be this year? Because to me, he's one of the real pleasant surprises. I don't know that most of us, even diehard Hawks fans, go, well, this guy's going to be a key all year long.
Well, you talk about him. He's really had a great year as far as getting better, getting more consistent. He's got all the attributes that you want in a power forward. He can skate, he can shoot, he can hit, he's strong, and he's got a tremendous shot. You know, just getting that consistency kind of reminded us before about a Bick of putting it all together. And,
right.
And he seems like it's coming more consistent, defensively a little bit more aware, stronger in the puck area. Schmaltzy's kind of comparable to his progression. Talk about Hartsey, he's come along as well. Caro. So some of these young guys, there is some progress there. And but we like that consistency, and I think that's what they're bringing, and that's why we noticed that there's some improvements to their games.
Are you going to play tonight?
No. Johnny, probably looking at next Thursday. Whether it's conditioning and being 100% recovered from his injury there, that's we'll give him some time here to get to be 100% here.
How about Anisimov? Any further word on him?
We got some question marks this morning. Him and the bread man. We're going to wait and see what happens this morning. See how they present. Schmaltzy was sick yesterday too, so we're still a little bit uncertain on see how these guys are, and then we'll formulate our lineup when we know who can and cannot go.
I told Pete McMurray's here, and I told Pete, who loves you, Coach, that he could ask one question. If it was a bad question, he'd never be able to be on the show again.
The coach loves me.
Who gets to judge that?
You and me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Coach, I'm usually in the upper tank, 300 level, very last row. The other night I was there for the Penguins game. I was I was so close to the ice, I could finally see the players' faces, and these guys are genuinely having a good time. I mean, Kaner trying to get that hat trick at the end of the game. Everyone was cracking up. How do you sustain that for another month? How do you keep that momentum?
Well, I think we still want to play well every game. Every guy wants to be successful. Everybody wants to be their best. We want to make sure that we're prepared. We want to push to be as high as we can. We'd like to be in first place, and getting better is what we talk about a lot. But being fresh is probably the most important thing, that we're game ready and we're we got balance in our four lines. So that consistency is something we've been getting better at, and so that's our motivation. There's always something to play for, and we feel that as a player individually, you want to make sure that you're always playing as best as you can, and you're always trying to improve in the little things, and I think that's kind of what we try to reinstill in our team game.
Now, you look like you got a follow-up. There was no discussion of a follow-up, Pete. Do you have a follow-up?
19 games left. That was such a great game the other night, and the crowd.
That's not a question. That's a comment. Let's go to the judge.
I love it, Coach.
Not bad. I think he might make the cut.
Oh, he can stay?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's nice.
I don't know. That was mine. What do you think, Steve?
Well, let's go. No, I'm sorry. No, it looks like looks like the buzzer went off. I don't know.
You need a tiebreaker?
Yeah. Hey, Coach, there's a great hockey event going on in town this weekend. We want to mention while we have you, because I know what a big supporter you are of these guys as well. But the police department and the Chicago FBI are getting together to play hockey at the Edge Ice Arena in Bensonville tomorrow night. And it's the Honor Flight Chicago 6th Annual Hockey Classic. A lot of these guys have a pretty good game. And it's fun, and a lot of trash talking between these two. But these are the guys who protect us every day, and the CPD and the Chicago FBI. And it's a fundraiser for Honor Flight. So I know you'd love to see Hawk fans get out there for that.
Absolutely. Not only they're great in their service around the community here, but they're tremendously competitive, and these no hitting affairs, all of a sudden they can get quite right. Riled up. These guys they don't like losing, and they end up having some good games, and but it's very competitive, and I'm sure it's going to be fun to watch, and good luck to everybody.
Islanders tonight, who are we looking at on their team?
Well, Johnny Tavares is the key guy, and Nick Leddy's on the back end. We feel that this team is much improved. Leddy's over there as well, and they're since Dougie's come on here, their team's on a nice roll here, coming off a tough loss and a big win last night in Dallas. They're one team that's pushing, and they're sitting there thinking they want to seal a playoff spot. So they got a tough road schedule here, but they're winning some games away from home as well. So it's a better team than we saw earlier in the year for sure.
Let's keep that roll going after two great wins. Have fun with the Islanders tonight and slap them around a little.
All right, we'll do our best.
All right, thanks. That's Coach Joel Quenneville.